And by Carlson School of Management Executive Education at the University of Minnesota. Building strategic capabilities through world-class learning experiences. carlsonschool.umn.edu.
Canada prepares to toughen its copyright law at the urging of the United States. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Canadian government is under pressure from American interests to revamp its digital age copyright laws. A bill expected to be introduced in the next few days will likely look a lot like the United States' controversial Digital Millennium Copyright Act, or DMCA. That law has been a boon to copyright holders who are concerned about digital piracy of music, movies, and other works, but it's been widely criticized for trampling fair use rights and stifling technological innovation. The DMCA criminalizes the production and distribution of any technology that's used to circumvent measures that control access to copyrighted works. Opposition to the Canadian DMCA has sprung up. Leading the way is Michael Geist, research chair of Internet and e-commerce law at the University of Toronto. He says the U.S. DMCA is not a good model for Canada.
The core of the U.S. DMCA is what's known as anti-circumvention legislation. And it's laws that prohibit people who can pick digital rights management systems, digital locks. And the problem with that is that there are all sorts of fair dealing or fair use rights in the United States that are put at risk in a digital environment. So that even though you're permitted to do all sorts of things under fair use, the DMCA effectively trumps those rights. So once the content is locked down, even if you attempt to pick the lock to do something you're otherwise entitled to do, you know, take a portion of a book that's an electronic book and copy it, take a segment, a short segment of a movie or a song, things that you'd be permitted to do under fair use, you're effectively blocked out of your fair use rights by virtue of this legislation. And it's had that impact on certainly consumers. It's had similarly negative impacts on people's privacy, worries about these laws actually facilitating the ability to collect personal data, and even security research, where we've had security researchers who have spent literally time in jail over allegations that they were about to reveal how they picked some digital locks.
So who in the U.S. has been putting the squeeze on Canada to try to get a similar law passed there?
Right. Well, this largely comes out of the United States Trade Representative's Office, the USTR, which almost 10 years ago now has really focused on intellectual property-related issues as one of their crucial trade-related issues. And you know, Canada certainly isn't alone in facing some of these pressures, but at the moment, we're a significant target from the U.S. Earlier this year, Canada enacted anti-camcording legislation to deal with allegations of significant movie piracy, despite the fact that there's every reason to believe Canadian law was already able to deal with the issue, and indeed, we've seen arrests in Canada using the old law rather than the new law. But the USTR, the U.S. Ambassador, and certainly some of the major copyright lobby groups, the recording industry here, the movie industry here, are just proxies for their U.S. counterparts. And they've been increasingly putting a huge amount of pressure on the Canadian government to match what the U.S. has done.
How is the proposal different from the DMCA in the U.S.?
Well, the bill will be out shortly, but the sense from all sources, members of parliament, officials and the like, is that it doesn't differ significantly at all from the U.S. approach. Indeed, arguably, Canada will be further behind where the U.S. is because not only will we have a DMCA, but our fair use rights are far more restricted than those found in the United States. And so the Canadians will go from an environment where some thought we were somewhat more progressive and balanced, as even our Supreme Court has mandated that copyright law be a balance between creative rights and user rights, to an environment in which we would have one of the most restrictive copyright laws in the world.
That's Michael Geist with the University of Ottawa, who's leading an online campaign to fight the Canadian DMCA. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.